Our temple say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up page Tav Chav Vav. We're actually going to pick up the second paragraph down from the top, or the first full paragraph. Nimsa Shebori Olam. So remember, again, yesterday we were introduced to this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and creates the challenges of life. Those same challenges, which we are what the Machaber called the Hastaros, the things that the situations or realities which often obscure God from our lives. So we think that those things create a distance. When in fact, ironically, the Machaber explains, those are the very things that push us towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because to be very honest, if life is fine and everything is going according to plan, more often than not, we simply do not need God. It is the difficulties, the challenges, the out of whack circumstances that often drive us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those very circumstances which we think make the relationship with God more difficult are very often the exact circumstances which push us closer, because they highlight within us, or they remind us of the need, of the dependency that we have on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the need to create the relationship. He says, "Nimtza shebori olam yatzar metzius shekulam tzrichim oso tamid." Therefore, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created a reality where everyone needs Him all of the time. Someone who has difficulties and challenges certainly needs God. The gam mishenolad kishakapit shel zahav beviv. This is an interesting phrase. I guess it's a little bit different in the Hebrew. Even someone who was born with a golden spoon, I think we normally call it a silver spoon, but all right, same idea. Even someone who was born with a golden spoon in his mouth, tzarech as Hashem kidei limtzu as ha-chayim, ki bevadei ha-chayim belo Hashem einam chayim. See, we'll say the reality is everyone needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tav Chav Vav. Everyone needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, there is no meaning in life. Just the reality is, those whose lives are in perfect order don't think they need God. Those whose lives are in disarray, either to a greater or lesser extent, absolutely recognize they do need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'emes, Adam Shechayis HaTachlis Shalo, V'humedaber Mabore Al Kol Davar, So the Mechaber says, it could be that if a person recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own and goes ahead and establishes a relationship and recognizes the dependency, maybe God does not need to bring about circumstances which propel the individual in this direction. I often find words like this a little bit dangerous, because the inference is that if you find God on your own, then nothing bad has to happen to you in life. So we don't really generally speak in such theological absolutes. But nevertheless, the lesson is what's powerful, is that those very circumstances which we often look at and we ask, why are you doing this to me? Because don't you realize you're pushing me away? In fact, says in the Chaber, ironically, are there to do just the opposite. The challenges in life are there to expose our vulnerabilities. And the exposure of our vulnerabilities has one simple intention, which is to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to reinforce the dependency we have on the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the goal of these challenges. Skip to the next section. His Ot Hezber, the section that begins La'at La'at Aval Batuach, actually a very beautiful piece. Ot Hezber, L'chol Hastar Shamanim. There's another reason why God brings about all of the Hastaros, all of the things which seemingly obscure Him from our lives and our consciousness. Shekivan Sha'or Hashem Hu Ein Sof. It's actually a very deep idea. It says that since the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is without limit, then I will say, now what that means is as follows, that if you think about this just on a logical level, man's ability to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to perceive God, should be impossible. We are human finite beings. The Ribono Shel Olam is an infinite being. So how could it be that we, who possess so many limitations and such finitude, have the ability to perceive that which is infinite? It's a kasha. So the Mechaber says, belishum minios ubeli misakim. Ki bevada yispatal mitzius ol nochacha ora atzum va insufficient abar viamos. O yishtageya, o yagia lekfiras chas v'shalom. Skip down a little bit. Actually, skip to the last couple lines on that page. Ava al yidia minios va yidia masakim adam yochal lekabel asar ba'dergo. B'derech shal rotzav v'shov belishi yigarim lo shum nezek. So the Mechaber says something absolutely amazing. We're going to develop this idea, which is that sometimes the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us ultimately, again, to perceive Him is through a little bit of a, almost like, I don't want to say a watered down filter, but we can't perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an unadulterated form. That's too much. So what can we do? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes in and creates these hastaros, says the Mechaber. This Baruch Hu creates these things, these realities in this world, which are mastir, which hide Him from us. By hiding the full presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from us, we're able to perceive Him in some, again, what we'll call more diluted, right? More diluted form. Take a look. You'll see what he means in page Tav Chav Zayin. Ki b'chol pam sh'adam miskabra al izah minio al hakoshi, ki gon shemiskabra ketas al izah taivo, hu mekabla ketas mi'ori yisbrach. So we'll say this is amazing. You know, when a person overcomes a life challenge, a person resists a particular temptation, a person overcomes some type of taiva, so that allows him to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, this is the schar mitzvah, schar, right? The mitzvah goreris mitzvah. This idea, the Maral explains this, that when a person overcomes a particular yetzahara and asserts themselves, and by the way, it's not just resistance of yetzahara, it's the same thing in positive dynamic activity also. Anytime I do something religiously or spiritually significant, what that allows me to have is an exposure to the divine. I'm able to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a closeness. There's a connection. I'm receiving some of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. Now what happens? Now remember, if there's one thing that you could almost absolutely bank on after any moment of spiritual accomplishment, it's what? You're going to fail. I will say, I can't tell you, brother. I know this sounds like a little bit of like a downer lesson, but it's mamish the emes la'amito of life. And when you embrace it, it becomes absolutely empowering. See, the problem is that we are sometimes literalists. What the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, that the din of Tshuva is, the formulation of Tshuva is, Hari Boshti, Unichamti, I'm embarrassed, I did this, I regret that I did this, Uli olam eini chozer ledavar zeh. The Rambam says, and I'm never going to do this again. So the way we understand that Rambam is that a person literally is making a promise that I'm never going to do this again. In fact, if you look at Sasemis and others, explain that's not what it means. What it means is where I'm holding right now, my resolve is so great that I never want to do this again. Am I going to do it again? It's possible. And by the way, if it's not this, even if I'm good and I don't do this again, it will what? It'll be something else. In other words, I will fail again because failure is part of the fabric of the human condition. That's what occurs. And if a person denies it, you will say, this is my simchol yom. That's why some people have an inability to rebound from failure. They can't rebound from failure. Why? Because they think that the failure is such an aberration. I can't believe this happened. I can't believe I did this. The sky is falling. That's it. There's no way to recover. Okay, because, again, remember, also we learned this. You know what you call? You know what we call that? We call that gaiva. That's called gaiva when a person thinks that they are beyond failure. When a person can't get over themselves, that they failed. I can't believe I did it. That's arrogance. That's you thinking that somehow, mamish, you have some degree of infallibility. It's mamish wrong. Failure is part of the fabric of the human condition. We all fail. We fail repeatedly. And in the moment of your greatest life accomplishment, if there's one thing you could bank on, it's that failure in some way is sure to come. There will be failure soon on your horizon. And the better a person is able to go ahead and now again, My job is to manage the failures. My job is to space the failures, right? My job is to go ahead and try to figure out, maybe if I failed in this area repeatedly, maybe I could stop failing here, but failures will come somewhere else. So the Mechaber says something amazing. He says, in a moment where a person is misgaber, a person is able to overcome a particular taiva, a person is able to grow, a person is able to transcend, he receives some of the divine light. How the world works. So a person overcomes a particular Yetzirah, and then he receives some of the divine light. Beautiful. Then what happens? He fails. Now what happens when you fail? What happens when you fail is you lose some of the light. The good news is you have the ability to regain some of the light. So we'll say, but listen to why this is an absolute necessity. Because if we never had the failures and we never lost some of the light, we would be unable to receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his pure, unadulterated form. So the concept of what in Hasidus is called, Rabbi Nachman talks about this, Ratzo Vishov, right? Literally, Ratzo Vishov means going forward, going backwards. Life is this pendulum. We are the pendulum that constantly swings back and forth. But that's how we're able to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because in the little bits of light that we're able to get, in those moments of connection, we're able to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We couldn't perceive the unadulterated light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Olam HaEmes, right? That's the Achori HaPargod. That is a heightened level of spiritual existence which does not apply to us in this world. But the incredible thing, says the Mechaber, is it's the very existence of our failures. And the fact that the light is obscured and then comes back, that allows us to perceive any light at all. V'chein chozer chalila b'chol minei ofanim v'tzuros, shedarkam ha'adam olam mimadrega lamadrega, ubona kelim l'kabal asaro yisbarach, ma'at ma'at ba'adarga b'lishi yaziklo. And therefore we'll say, these small steps, one after the other, are what enable us to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a limited form. Somewhat adulterated form, but that's the only way ultimately we have the ability to perceive. So we'll say three major yisodos that come out over here. Yisod one, which is the yisod that we've learned it many times before, which is this idea that failure is inevitable, and the sooner we embrace that, the better off we are. Number two is that every single time we go ahead and we can engage in positive dynamic activity, we are entitled, or we receive some of the light. When we mess up, we lose some of the light. When we pick ourselves back up, we regain some of the light. The beautiful part is this is necessary for a connection with God. It is only through this Ratzo Vishov that we have the ability to have a connection. Because if it was pure, unadulterated connection with God, it would be too much for us to handle. Only because sometimes there is light, sometimes there's not light, sometimes there's more light, sometimes there's less light. It's that very dynamic which enables us to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyways, we'll stop over here. We're not finished with this. We'll have to pick up some deep stuff. We'll pick up and answer with this tomorrow. Yeah, all coming from the same place.